July 22nd, 2025. Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, podcast number two, with my dear friend Stephanie Olson, owner of Alterations Unlimited, perhaps the oldest surviving downtown Waukesha business. Yeah, I don't know if there's any others that are the longest, I'm saying. Yeah. So, no, there's nothing old about it. It's the spirit of youth lives. In Alterations and all the great work you're doing. You know, in the first podcast, we were talking about a really fun project that Stephanie engaged in with artist Melissa, how do I say her last name again? Hilmer. Of Otto's Art Studio. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And they were working with, again, with a great idea to work with young kids to repurpose their art on clothing, on fashion, and even like doing the art on the fashion, right? So, and she showed me some really fun pictures, very eclectic stuff, but very fun and colorful and whimsical and youthful. And the kids even like kind of they paint their names on there.
And pieces of paper.
And so it's been really, and it's been a big hit at some of the shows, right, that you've taken them to. So, and we're thinking this could be a draw for other families who want their children to do, their kids to do some fun stuff with art.
Or fundraisers. I mean, I can
fundraisers. Yeah. Yeah. And, no doubt.
Yeah. Like if they want to, like anytime.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. And I would do that for free. If they need a tote bag and give me some artwork, I would do that.
You were talking in the first segment about taking men's tuxedo shirts and painting them or putting them in different styles, like Hawaiian or something really crazy fun, right? Be colorful. And it reminded me of, there was a trend at one time when women would, dye their wedding dresses a different color so that they could wear them to like an evening. Like my mom dyed hers like a light blue, like a powder blue. And my sister wore that at her wedding.
No, really.
And so I wondered, I don't know if that's still a thing, but I could imagine that if it was with a wedding dress or any old, you know, dress, I shouldn't say old, but a dress you've worn a couple times and you wanted to have some fun with it.
It would look lovely to get some kids to paint on the actual garment, like just go nuts on it.
Yeah. So, that'd be fun. Yeah. Like maybe that would be a great exhibit for Friday Night Live too.
Yeah. Or during an art crawl, like just get a table of material
Even
and
better.
Just let them paint all over it, and I would make a dress out of it.
Yeah. When is the art crawl this year?
I know they have one coming up. Don't they have one in
like September or October? Oh, it's that soon. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Neat. I think it's a great idea.
And in fact, Melissa's going to have a display out here, she said. And she said I could be part of it. So I would love to do that.
Yeah. That'll be fun. But we were starting another conversation about, you know, Waukesha downtown has really come up in recent years. So many more great restaurants and bars and, but there's always been a really vibrant art scene. You know, we were talking about our different types of art studios. We were talking, we haven't talked, I know the guitar lessons, like Guitar Studio for Life. And I think there's a few others that offer lessons. So there's that Guitar Town component, music component. I know Dan, what's the name of the frame shop again?
123.
And he does 123. And he does the big, painting like the Jackson Pollock type thing on Friday Night Live where he's like splashing paint it, like just doing really fun things and dressing up like crazy. He's a good guy. And and like I said, so that it's just neat that that's coming together.
And the new place is Bubble Tea.
Yeah, right across. Yeah. And Selena, she's been on my pod. She's great too.
Yeah, and she,
I'm sure you guys really hit it off.
Yeah. Like, and they,
kind of birds of a feather, you know.
They do they have a DJ there and just
For Friday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
it's a really cool scene in there, especially for younger, like teenagers.
Kids,
It reminds me of like the shows my kids used to watch. Those are what like the cafes look like or the party spots.
Mm-hmm,
They look just like Selena's place. And it's, it's adorable. So, and then like I said, there's live music at a lot of these different places that are fun. And that's why I said we can't wait to have Aaron McGroovy on. So many great local artists like that that are playing live for you. And I'm really bummed I can't make it to Club 400 for her her debut there this Saturday. I'll be at my class reunion back home in Western New York. But that's going to conjure up a lot of memories. But one thing I was telling somebody at dinner last night, we went to the special dinner at Mia's for the We the People. It was like kind of an American, actually a bicentennial celebration. And the recipes were from 1776, but with a modern twist. And I was explaining to the people sitting with us, the town I grew up in was founded by Quakers over 200 years ago. That was the nickname of our school. We still have a Quaker meeting house, like right in the main village. And every year in the summer around this time, they have what's called Quaker Days. And it's like a 5-day long, like a week long celebration. And like, I know tomorrow night, I won't be there for it, but that's like kind of the big kickoff. They have like live music and all different sorts of things. So when I was a kid, there was a trolley that used to go around, and the town historian used to kind of like walk you through history. Like, I was always really fascinated with that, even as a kid. But Friday night, there's an ice cream social. And then Saturday night, that's why I mentioned this, because this is something Waukesha could do, is they have an all-class reunion. Now, we have our class reunion, class of 85. We're going to have a special dinner at one of the restaurants. But all around us, like when we're done eating, there's going to be people from different, like all coming together. And I think that's a lot. I think that's something Waukesha could do. That could even be like for Friday Night Live when it starts to slow down, when football season begins, like that could be the time to do it. Mm-hmm. Or even have it go later or something after the games. But I used to work at one restaurant in New Berlin where Notre Dame High School, which is now closed, would do an all-class reunion. And there'd be like people from like probably 40, 50, 40 years apart. Mm-hmm. Graduates all there, and it's so funny, like you'd have the old timers in one part like listening to jazz or sharing black and whites, and then the students from the 60s and the 70s, there'd be this huge cloud of marijuana smoke, and then the jocks would be there looking at the old slides from like their days playing basketball or football. And but it was a really fun event, and I know, like, I think that's the future for class reunions, because
we're having that in September in my class. We're having
an all-class reunion. Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
Greenfield.
That's right. Yeah. So, but there's a lot to be said for that, because, you know, I'm the youngest of 10. So I'd like older siblings with friends. I had friends in other classes. Mm-hmm. And I also got to be friends with, kids younger than me, especially because I'm the youngest. I was always felt like I had to be this like big brother to kids younger than me. But I think that's just a great, that's a fun experience. In a city like Waukesha, where there's so many people like Mary Jane that grew up here and chose to live here because mm-hmm. of the quality of life and all that's going on, that's something we could do probably every month or every other month, yeah, in a class reunion. So, but, and especially with all the different art scenes that we have going on. There's one here, I think is it near, it's right here on this block next to Daddy-O's. There's like art and wine, or like there's a name for it.
Yes. It's Chris Getzel. And she does a sip and paint, I think.
Yeah, those are fun. I was at one of those in Tulsa for like a kind of a team building day, or so, like a retreat day for one of my clients. And it's fun. It's a good day, good way to kill a day, like to do some art and drink some wine. And
on my street on Grand Avenue, there's a, who's the guy that makes the furniture? And there's a, they do painting. I think they have classes there too. They have some really neat painting over there. I should check that out.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. So what does the rest of your summer look like? I know you do a lot of shows.
I've got three in August, and then I have one in September and October.
Are you still doing the are you still at the Holy Hill?
Holy Hill Art Farm. The Holy Hill.
Not the church, but are you still doing the farmer's market every Saturday too?
No, I don't do that.
You haven't done that. Okay. Good. Well, yeah, you need a break, you're doing all these
I just got back from Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
A couple months
Hence
ago.
Hence the tan, huh? I know you always get tan. Well, you're like my wife. You have great skin.
Except I
great
broke
skin.
My foot down
there. Ooh.
I tripped over an iguana. 36 iguana. 36
the iguana inches. Was like the size of a pit bull
inches.
Or something.
Well, I didn't see it. I was looking at the empty pool. And I'm like, why is nobody out here? Bam, I fell over. And then the monkeys, they were trying to get in my room. I was fighting with them to get
the
door.
Wow, fighting with monkeys. Wow, that's like right out of Hangover Part 2.
I'm looking at them like, hey, and they're looking at me like, hey, we live here. Yeah. We're just visiting.
Yeah, get lost, tourist.
And they love sugar and real sugar. They know the difference between sugar and fake sugar. Then they started throwing trays and chairs and tables around because they're high on sugar. They're like the sugar rush. Nobody else sees this.
It's like cocaine for them. Yeah. How long were you in Costa Rica for?
10 days.
That's a big stretch. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm going to Colombia next.
Wow. So. Oh, really?
Yeah. That's my next trip coming up.
Wow. I didn't know that Americans could travel there. I guess. I mean, because you always think about like the drug scene and all.
It's so dangerous. I said, yeah, well, I'm just I'm dangerous.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'd be more afraid of you, Stephanie. Yeah. But no, I remember reading somewhere that every woman in Bogota in Colombia looks like what's the artist's name from Colombia? She's really, really pretty.
Shakira.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. So, like, of course, grandmother. It's a guy's point of view. And this was 20 years ago. Yeah, so you're right. She's a grandmother now. But although, no, she does. No, she's like aged. She's aged well. I'll say that. But it said that the guy writing the article said, yeah, every woman there looks like Shakira. It's like no wonder it's the place that invented cocaine. Who could sleep with all that eye candy running around? So it's crazy. But this will probably get censored or edited. My apologies, Max. No, but that's cool. Like, so what inspired you to go to Colombia?
I just pick a different country every year that I had never been to. My mom was a teacher.
Oh, okay.
She traveled all the world, and she would teach kids how to speak English.
Oh, cool.
And she went to 30 different countries.
Wow.
So she would never tell us where she was going or where she was coming back.
Probably, yeah. She just didn't want you to worry.
She didn't want us to party while she was gone.
That too. Yeah, yeah. So she had you believing she was just in West Dallas for a sleepover when she was somewhere in South America fighting the Sandinistas or something. You know.
But she lived in a tree house in Africa and taught kids how to speak.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she was all over. So I thought, oh, I'm going to go somewhere and scatter ashes. That's what I do.
Oh, really? That's what you I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. So
do you go with somebody, like when you go like in Costa Rica, or do you just travel by?
I just go by myself.
Fine. So, wow, that's great. Mm-hmm, yeah. So there might be a backstory here to Stephanie Mary Jane, where like she may be like a CIA agent, like the guy from the Gong Show that they made the movie of Alan Hunt. I think his name was.
She's fearless.
Yeah. So
I went zip lining. I went parasailing. Neat. And these guys are like, when I'm parasailing, they're like, oh, give this peace sign. And I'm like,
yeah, that'd be me too. It's. Wow, that's neat.
I went swimming with the dolphins, and I'm like, okay.
But not the sharks.
Well, I said, if you don't have any barrier, and I'm asking the guy if the dolphins are coming in, how do you keep the sharks out? And they're like, why don't you just swim out there and we'll tell you when to stop? And I'm like, well, what?
That's funny.
He said, why don't you be quiet, lady?
Classic. Oh, that's neat.
But it was exciting though. I love going places.
So if your mom's been to 30 countries, how many have you been to so far, in addition to Costa Rica? And then we'll count Colombia, even though is that next week you're going, or a couple weeks?
No, in February.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you got time to plan.
Then it'll be summer there.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's right. They have reverse I knew a guy, he worked for Ingersoll Rand. I was there for a second interview. They flew me in, and this guy was like HR, you know, like he handled all the selection processes, whatever. And but he loved skiing, and in the summer he would go to Argentina and be a ski instructor.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy was like in snow year round. So I'm sure he cut it short and got to come back for like maybe the last week or two of summer before going back to college. But he loved skiing that much that you know, he'd ski the Adirondacks in the winter. You know, he went to college at Cornell, or you know, he was living in New Jersey, and then he'd go to because do the Rockies go that far south? I forget. No, they couldn't have. But they have great mountains. They have great skiing there in Argentina. So
yeah.
So it's the middle of July. So most of us are barbecuing or like tanning. This guy would be like doing the slopes and teaching, you know, students and stuff.
Yeah, I've been to about 16 countries. But my mom made me go on my dad's honeymoon on his second marriage. That's a whole nother.
Oh, podcast. Just to get away from that. Yeah.
No, she said, you're taking stuff on your honeymoon. You never took me anywhere. So I had to go for 5 weeks to Europe.
Okay. Got it.
But I've been to every state except Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay. And so you're in Europe. Which did you hit all the countries then, or what?
Pretty much. Yeah, a lot of them.
Like Liechtenstein and Luxembourg, and those, I always wanted to check those out.
Yeah, I really wanted to go more, you know, to Italy, but my mom's side of the family was Italy, but my dad's wasn't. So
my son's in the Carroll University football program. They're doing spring football in Italy next year.
Oh, really?
Usually parents can go, but our daughter's graduating from lacrosse that same weekend.
Oh,
so
no.
We're roped into that, but it's going to be a great experience for him because he is Italian on his mother's side.
Tell him to go to an island called Ponza. Okay. Nobody knows where that is.
I don't know if they'll have much because there's like a, it's kind of a bus tour. Like there's, mm-hmm. so it's already been set up and it's like the, like Florence, Venice, I forget the others, but,
nobody's
but they're,
ever heard
they're going to scrimmage against a pro football team there in Italy.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be, yeah, it'll be a wonderful experience. They did it a couple years ago in Germany.
Oh,
and, the kids in the team made some real, like some lifelong friendships now with kids. Like they, one guy, like, had dinner with one of the families, one of the players from the other team. Like it was a really great bonding.
Oh, that's
so I think
nice.
It's a great experience for young people. So that's great that you got to do that. Did you go to Ireland too? That's
no, where my family's from. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't make it to Ireland, but I want to go to Africa. Oh, Malta. That's my, and Australia. Those two places for sure.
I'd love to go to Australia too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and there's parts of Africa I want to see as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to go and, Morocco, because that's right in the area too.
Is Casablanca in Morocco? I forget.
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. So. Oh, she used to bring me back gorgeous. And in China, she used to bring me gorgeous.
China,
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My brother got to go on it when he was working for Baxter Healthcare. They took a trip there, and him and his wife got to go, and they got to see the Great Wall and everything.
And she would go to Russia before, you know, like. When she could go with,
somewhere, my love.
She'd bring me back so many. Oh, and fabric from Australia, from the Aborigines, and just gorgeous stuff.
It reminds me of my, when I was in fifth grade in the heart of the Cold War, my brother was a college student at the State University of New York at Albany. And a friend of his was, he was like an international relations student. He got to basically counsel or chaperone for these Russian exchange students that were here. And it was a big to do. Like he got to take them to Niagara Falls and took them to Cooperstown and really had a difficult time explaining baseball to them. Like they had a hard time understanding how someone can throw a 90 mile an hour. Well, back then it was probably 70, 75 mile an hour fastball, just like 90 in just 90 feet. Like they didn't understand like some of the, but I remember my brother explaining to me like, why wouldn't they just want to stay here? Cause you know, we knew what Russia was all about. And he's like, well, they would kill or imprison their families back in Russia. Mm-hmm. You know, back then, like that, you know, defecting was a very difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it was neat. They gave us a lot of neat little gifts, especially because the year was like 1977. It was in the fall. And the Olympics was already decided that the next Olympics, the Summer Olympics, were going to be in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they were very excited about it. And they gave us all this Olympic promotional stuff in like Russian letters. And of course, it didn't happen for the Americans, the summer part of it. But
My mom went to Russia and then she met this guy that had a hidden library.
Yeah.
And it was all books. And he showed them to her. And then when she came back, she said, what would you like me to send you? And he said, jeans.
Yes, they love American jeans. The whole like Eastern Europe and Asia, they love American jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, that's funny.
But she would take us to the lakefront and meet people from all different countries from the ships that came in. You can't do that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And I met this guy from, I was 8 years old, and he gave me an album, a Beatles album from Japan. It was all Japanese.
Which album was it? Do you remember?
Hard Day's Night.
Nice.
And I still have it. I was going to take it to that Beatles bar and show the guy.
Oh, let it be. Yeah. He'd probably give you a lot of money for it too. So.
No, it's red. It's nice red vinyl.
It could be a nice little nest egg for you. So yeah, he spares no great expense for Beatles paraphernalia. So
yeah,
oh, that's fun. No, it reminds me of a good friend of mine, Charlie Madigan, who's retired. He wrote for the Tribune for years, a political writer. He was a Russian news correspondent at one time, and his youngest son Connor and I, we were neighbors, and so I bonded with Connor. And I remember going to his high school graduation party. And yeah, I just got married, so money was tight, and all I could give him was like a $25 check. And he's just like, and I said, I'm sorry, this is all I can give you. He's like, are you kidding? He goes, you gave me all your Beatles records. And I'm like, oh, that's where they went. That's right. Yeah. So, but I was glad. I mean, I have no regrets about that because I knew he'd put them to good use, and they're a great music family. And
when is that guy open?
That's like by appointment only, like if they're doing special, but there's no set hours, which is kind of disappointing to me to have that space. So I'm Mary Jane. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but
I gotta take that.
So anyway, well, Max has given me the sign. It's time to wind it down. And I want to thank Max again for all his great work. I forgot to introduce him again at the beginning, but you know, he's in the comfort of his own home and he's loving life and he's doing some great projects too. Like in a separate conversation, we'll tell you more about Max. But I want to thank everybody for joining us and welcoming us into your hearing rooms, if you will, living rooms, or wherever you enjoy podcasts. Please remember, especially in the summertime and with the heat, that safety is everyone's responsibility. I want to thank Mary Jane and the Work Hub Studios for hosting us. And the office of Alderman, former Alderman Don Paul Brown. I want to thank, as always, Civic Media and WAUK 540 AM for making this possible too. And want to thank my very good friend Stephanie Olson for joining us and sharing her latest endeavor, the Children in Art and Fashion. Sounds like a fun summer. So
thank you.
So thanks again, everybody, for joining us. And as I said, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everyone's right. Gora Mila Mahagav Galer, and see ya!